B-Pod Studios.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. A lot of issues to talk about. Sixers and where they're going after a big win over the Lakers. Everybody's feeling comfortable that this team can contend. I'm requiring them now to win the East. And also, at the game yesterday, it was Celebrity Corner. And cozy sitting next to each other. None other than the quarterback, Carson Wentz, and the wide receiver, Alshon Jeffrey. And I have asked the question to people today, was this genuine? Or was it a semi-staged situation to show the people that it wasn't Alshon who was complaining about Carson? And here they are, buddy-buddy. What do you think, Ty?
Well, I think it was staged.
You think it was staged?
Clearly.
I think it was discussed.
I do.
Let's go together to the Sixers game so people can see us.
Yes. Uh-huh. And my guess, the conversation went something like, Carson probably said, I didn't know how you felt, because I believe mm-hmm. when Carson says he had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you come to me going forward? And mm-hmm. I bet you Alshon responded with something along the lines of, I'm emotional or something like that. Mm-hmm. He caught me at a weird moment and I went too far. We're cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to this game.
It's still not really verified that Alshon had any complaints at all.
No.
About it. But maybe Alshon felt that people suspected it was him when it really wasn't him. So he called Carson. And said, so let's go to the game together. Because Alshon goes to a lot of Sixers games.
Yeah, he's a hoop guy.
Yes,
played ball at a pretty mm-hmm. decent level before, you know, football.
I think it was an Alshon invite.
I can see that. And then Carson's around. He's in Jersey. I could see that. Mm-hmm. But either way, the fact that they could sit together,
mm-hmm.
and if it was phony, the body language would have been, I'm not this body language expert. What I'm saying, mm-hmm. I know when people don't, I sat next to two people every day who didn't like each other. And I saw the body language.
Who might that be?
You and somebody.
Me and somebody?
Yes, and I know the body language.
Now, on that note, let me just say that, of course, that dude had to make a spectacle of himself. That bearded, jock-sniffing flunky who does talk radio for about a half hour on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock to the sparrows that are up. Had him not once, but twice, make a spectacle of himself and go over to Carson Wentz and try to fake yuck it up with him.
Yes, that's...
Not once, but twice he had to go over.
I told
you know exactly what they're thinking. Yeah, dude, get out of here.
Yes.
You're like a roach.
I totally agree with you on that. So because of that... There might be some professional tension. They don't hate each other.
Okay.
They just don't, because you can tell when people do. Trust me, I'm an expert.
Okay. All right. Now, I got to discuss a situation with you. It happened to me this weekend. I took a drive to the beach on Saturday.
Oh, down to the house?
Yeah, it was freezing cold.
Yeah.
Took my dog down there for a walk on the beach. It's like 32 and the wind's howling and the surf's coming in. Oh, it wasn't fun. But I went down there to check, because I haven't been down there in months to see if my house was still standing.
Yeah.
So I get to my house, and there's a tree on the left side of my property that was sawed off and butchered by my neighbor.
Oh.
Now, let me just explain. This is a pine tree that's probably 50 feet tall.
So a mature tree.
And it's probably a 50-year-old tree.
Oh, man.
I get there. I look at the tree. Every limb that's on the left side of the tree that extended towards their property was sliced off, and the top was lopped off. They left one branch, one limb that was growing towards my house.
That's, oh, man.
That's a violation.
Now,
so I got in touch with the people, and I said, have you seen what your trimmers did? Like, here's the rule. Here's the land use rule. You're allowed, if the tree extends on your property, you're allowed to trim it to the extent it extends on your property.
Right.
These dudes had to come on my property to saw this tree off the way they did and lop off the top. And I said, were you aware what your tree, your arborist was doing here? Well, no, we really haven't seen it. So I sent him a picture of it. And they were all apologetic about it. Oh, we'll pay for the people to come and cut the whole tree down, and we can plant something else there for you. This is a 50-year-old tree. This provided me shade.
Right, and that was their plan to get rid of that tree all along. So they're not helping you.
No, I believe in they were nice people about it. They had no idea. They told the guy to trim a couple of the limbs that were growing on their side of the fence, but they didn't expect that he was going to cut all the limbs off.
You know, if he cuts off a certain percentage of the tree, you don't realize it, but it kills the tree.
Well, of course, the tree's going to die.
Yeah, it kills the tree.
Right. So it looks ridiculous. I got to show you the picture. One limb is growing towards my house.
Why would you do that?
I have no idea. What kind of butcher would cut a tree like that? But second of all, they can't make this right now. It's a 50-year-old tree. How could they possibly make that right? So what do I do about it?
Really, you know, this is one I would let go once you talk to them. If you claim they were nice, and as long as you believe
them. They said, we'll pay to cut the rest of the tree down, and we'll plant something else there. What are they going to plant, a 6-foot tree? I'm going to be dead by the time that thing gets to 10 feet.
Well,
I get no shade from that tree now.
You know what kind of scratch they have?
I don't know. I don't even know them. I've never met them.
Well, only because you can get a full-grown tree planted there. If they got enough money, they truck it in.
50-foot tree?
Yeah, they get the whole bulb out of the ground. Oh, yeah, but it costs a lot of money. You can do it, but it costs a lot of money.
This sounds like a small claims court situation to me.
Man. Well, I don't know, Andrew, young man, what do you think?
What about the tree?
Yeah, what would you do?
Were you sleeping in there, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm sleeping in there.
You got any thoughts on the matter?
First off, I barely have grass in my backyard as it is. If you saw the video, I know a lot of people complain about that. But listen, I'd be pissed off if I were you. I'd be angry.
I'm not exactly doing cartwheels about it.
Yeah, no.
I've been in touch with him. I go, replacing the tree is not going to really solve the problem here. This was a 50-foot tree that brought me shade.
I mean, they can't just put in a new tree. I think they have to do something. They have to fix something up there. Maybe get a nice little, some plants. Nice brush.
A pine tree.
I need shade.
A pine tree.
It's short. The sun's beating down on the deck. I used that. That was a shade tree.
Do you have anything else that can make shade?
No, if they want to take that down.
Then have them buy you something like that.
What?
Like a nice umbrella.
Or an awning, a retractable awning.
Yeah, a retractable awning.
I got an awning already. Well, the sun comes in from the other side. It comes from the side. The tree, when the sun blended behind the tree, gave me a little shade.
You know, that's tough. That's really tough.
Thank you. I know it's tough.
No.
Thanks for your input.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't sue them. Personally, I wouldn't sue them.
I'm not going to sue them. I'm sure we can settle this like gentlemen. But my God, it's a 50-foot tree. They can't make good on that.
And they should have to put something back. Pine trees are generally very low maintenance. So whatever they replace it with should be equally low maintenance. Otherwise, they're adding work for you in addition to taking away your shade. Because pine trees, they year-round, they're very easy. They're manageable trees. If they put something there that's high maintenance, you'll be down there having to do more work.
There is something killing pine trees in Jersey, though.
I'll show you, next break, I'll show you the photo of it. And I'll show you how it used to look. Let's go to John in Northeast Philly. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, John?
I wanted to know if Todd remembered me. I called a couple weeks ago. It was the show You Wasn't There, and I predicted the Harris trade when everybody was talking about Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to.
You were clairvoyant, man. About the
John from Somerdale.
Good work. That's good work by you, bro.
Yeah, Ben Simmons, I got a problem with him reaching out to Magic because if he wanted to talk to legends, I mean, we got our own legends in Philly he could have talked to.
No, there aren't any 6'10 point guards that he could talk to, right?
Yeah,
no,
but
I don't blame.
He could have talked to Julius Erving or.
No, well, Julius Erving won a 6-foot point guard. Magic Johnson was a 6'9 point guard. Everybody compares Ben to Magic Johnson. So I don't blame him for wanting to talk to him. I blame Magic for making it public.
Yeah, but he's talking to the enemies out there. That's just like,
I mean, he's talking to a guy he can relate to as a big point guard. I don't have a problem with that. If he wants to improve his game, to talk to the guy who pulled it off as a 6'9 point guard.
Yeah, but, I mean, I just got a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with him wanting to get advice from Magic on how to play the position, because that's only going to make Ben a better player. But, you know, this whole scheme of Magic Johnson and it's semi-tampering. Because he knows what the situation is with Ben in L.A. and Kendall and all that. He's trying to lure him out there. T-Love in Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
You. What's going on?
What's going on, T?
Hey, man. You know, first of all, let me hit just hit the tree thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to have a permit in order to do something. When you cross the boundary line.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. They're not allowed to come on my property and cut anything. And they did, obviously.
Oh, if they didn't have a permit to do this, then you can actually sue the company, and you can also file a grievance mm-hmm. against your neighbor.
Yeah, I know. I can do all that. I know yeah, the legal ramifications. I can sue for the value of the tree. Now I have to get an arborist out there to estimate the value of the tree.
Well, see, I mean, it depends on what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Are you really the guy that wants to make a fuss over this tree? I mean,
dude, it's a 50-foot tree.
Okay, well, and it's your tree, right?
And it provided me shade. It's essential to the property.
All right, then do what you had to do, and let's talk about
school. All right, go ahead.
I feel for you, brother, because I got the same.
I mean, I was startled. I hadn't been there months. I come, my tree's gone.
Look, I put a fence around my whole property, man. I share a driveway with some real original people. So I feel you.
All right,
man.
What's your Sixers
point? Anyway, hey, let me just say, man, this team is so exciting right now. I mean, it has totally quenched my football Jones. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking forward to these games now. This kid, Tobias Harris, I knew nothing about him, but I love the way he comes in. I mean, this guy is in
smooth.
Attack mode. He's in attack mode all the time. What I like about JB, I think JB has brought some grit to Ben Simmons. And, I mean, even when he has a quiet game, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think he's pushing these guys. You got to have a guy that has some real kahunas on your team. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To push the other guy. Now, Joel, he's totally sure of himself. See, this is a guy, and you don't have to really push him. But Ben, sometimes, I mean, he's physically gifted beyond, you know, mm-hmm. the ordinary. And because of that, you know what I mean, maybe he's been a little lackadaisical and doing some things. But now you bring this guy in, a Jimmy Butler man who wants to win and has been around, has been labeled. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This guy is pushing. You know what I mean? They're going to have little things.
Yeah, I know. I got you, T-Love. Let's go Sean the King of Prussia. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
I was talking about your tree. I called you a couple months ago. I was doing cutting down a couple trees at your neighbor's house. And it's funny because I just hopped in my truck and I heard you guys talking.
Come
about
on, stop it! Stop.
I didn't cut your tree, but a couple over the summer down the street from you.
Really?
So tell your neighbor to call Sean's tree service next time. He won't have this problem.
No, you're talking about my home area or the shore?
Yeah. No, at your home.
Oh no, this is at the shore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, either way, and I don't know about. Was it Jersey? Wherever it is. I knew the laws in Pennsylvania, you have no chance in small claims court. But
no chance?
Like no chance.
I'll argue that thing like F. Lee Bailey, brother.
Like, legally, you, I mean, you might have good lawyers, you know, you got the money for it probably, but
I'm arguing a case myself, bro.
I'm
going to hire a lawyer for this.
Well, I mean, you do that.
I'll give a closing like Johnny Cochran for this.
I give you a good shot. I don't know. But, like, the law in Pennsylvania, anyway, is you know, you can legally cut as much as you want.
That's not the law. The law is you can cut and trim what's on your side of the property. You can't go on somebody's property and cut somebody's tree.
No, Alex, so you're saying they cut...
They cut the whole tree.
On your side.
Yes.
Yeah, no, they're not allowed to do that. Never mind. I misunderstood.
No. Listen, if it's growing on their property, they want to trim that part that's... You draw a line up from their fence all the way to the sky. Whatever's on that side, they can trim. They can't cut the whole limb down off my trunk of my tree. Kim in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kim.
Oh, Mike, you in a poor tree. You might as well just get an umbrella.
This tree's 50 feet high.
No,
it provides shade. The umbrella is not going to provide my shade. This is natural shade, Kim.
It was clear they were trying to save a couple bucks because no true landscaper is going to butcher a tree like that.
I'm telling you, I got to find whoever did it.
But, hey, Happy New Year. I just called in to state that I did not watch the Super Bowl this year.
Mm-hmm.
I totally was protesting. For my own reasons. And mm-hmm. the biggest reason of all is, you know what? The NFL is on strike two with me.
Mm-hmm.
The first was bleep, bleep, bleep mm-hmm. with the dang scab officials.
Yeah.
That was strike one.
Right.
Strike two is the three missed violations against the Saints, which made us look at the Rams, and then you turn around, but New England gets every single call. They don't miss a call. You can't.
Ah, come on, Kim.
I'm sick of
this. This is poor loserish. Stop it. You got to listen. When a team wins and has that kind of success, you got to give it up. You got to stop the cheating.
Stop
that the league is against everybody else. Come on, Kim.
No.
You're bigger than that.
I'm not the one that even makes those kind of calls, but three violations in one play?
Come on, Kim.
That's an excuse.
Yeah, all right, I got you. That's still,
and it's New England, they get that call.
Nah, the New England has gone to 9 Super Bowls. How's that? By accident? All right, come on,
the real GOAT is Diana Ross.
What about Diana? They honored her last night, didn't they?
Did you see her last night?
No, I missed her.
Oh, she looked. She's 75 years old.
Is she really?
Wonderful.
She looked good? Yeah?
Yeah. She's a true GOAT.
Well, there you go. Diana Ross. I missed that. I knew they were going to honor her last night.
Yeah, she's looking good. Had her grandson up on the stage.
Who looked the best?
Huh.
Of all the divas that performed.
A lot of people.
Who looked the best?
Who looked the best? Actually, if you're into Caucasian women, I'm saying if you like her, that girl that won, Andrew knows her, that Kacey Musgraves girl. Well, wasn't bad.
Is she country?
Yeah, she won Album of the Year.
Country she has won that
song,
Album of the Year?
Yeah, she has a song called A High Horse.
High Horse, man.
Come on. I know that song.
Come on, man.
Space Cowboy.
Country singer won Album of the Year?
Yeah, first time since Taylor Swift, and hers was really pop. So, yeah, it's been a while since a country artist won. She, if you like that.
She's got some looks.
Oh, Andrew, yeah. Andrew Satunas had a big night that he popped champagne.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn
country
right.
Singer won.
My neighbors banged on my door. The music was too loud.
Yeah.
Come on now. Space Cowboy.
For the other women, for if you go Latina, J-Lo.
J-Lo looked good.
I'm shocked at how well. She's 49 years old.
Yeah, she looks great.
So she looks amazing. And then for, everybody.
What was up with Cardi B's outfit?
Cardi B looked good.
She did look good, but the Cardi outfit.
The outfit was crazy, but she's now a darling of the designers, so they gave her something that you can't duplicate. She may have looked the best if you like women with that body type.
Any alt winners last night?
There was some alt winners. Yeah, there was.
Alky Lil Peace, since the country album won Album of the Year. No alt pieces.
Nah,
Jerome in West Philly. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Oh, my God.
Jerome, your squad got hammered yesterday, bro.
All pieces, Mike.
Let's talk about your squad. Forget the all pieces.
All right, let me speak first.
Number 23 bailed on you yesterday.
Before I get into that.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. Tyrone, I love you, brother, but you rubbed me the wrong way with the Magic Soul women. All right, come on, man. That was a little low there, Ty. That was a little low.
What was low?
When Ty said he think Magic stole women, too. Come on. That's not right, man.
I think he was Mr. Steal Your Girl. What?
Is it Magic was Mr. Steal Your Girl?
Come on, man. That wasn't right, man. That wasn't right.
Oh, yeah. You're sticking up for a Laker? Come on. We have no sympathy for you sticking up for a Laker. Stop.
Now, let me get into that blank guy wearing 23.
Uh-huh.
If that wasn't the biggest quit job I've ever, and you understand why I hate him.
Oh, stop. He bailed in a game because they stink. They had played in Boston. He went to see a college. He can do anything he wants with this team. They're not contenders.
Hey, look, it doesn't matter whether they're contenders or
yes,
not.
Yes, it does. He's waiting till next year. He's saving his energy for next year, bro.
Mike, you know he quit.
He mailed it in. There's no question.
Okay, but the game was still going on. It wasn't like
that. He mailed it in. He knew his squad wasn't going to win that game. He mailed it in from the jump ball, Mike. There was no need to bust his rump yesterday. He knew they were going to take an L.
Well, guess what? From this point on, I'm going to bust his rump every time I talk to you.
Yeah, we'll see next year when he grabs Anthony Davis and a couple other players, how you feel about him.
Oh, and all of a sudden, you're going to want to play then, huh? He sucks.
All right, Drew.
All right, Mike.
All right, man.
That's not true!
You got it.
By the way, Michael, Beck won the award for Best Alternative Music Album.
Yeah, see, he's not even all Beck.
He had a performance with somebody.
His album was titled Colors.
More mainstream alt than true alt. But he's talented. What, did Kanye come and rip the award out of his hand?
No, Kanye didn't do that. He's part of the boycott.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
All right, 610-632-0975. Sound off's coming away at 545. Mike Masinelli shows on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Blocking magic. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, call 1-800-624-8888 or visit injurylawyer.com. Sixers general manager Elton Brand joined Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitis earlier today and was asked about the comments made by Magic Johnson on Ben Simmons.
Rob Pelinka called me and said, hey, we're hearing Ben wants to talk to Hall of Famers, championship-level players, and Magic's on the list. We need authorization for him to meet up, and I said no.
Elton Brand also mentioned that he said no a month ago, and now the NBA is looking into the Lakers and Magic Johnson to see if there's anything that they did if they were tampering with Ben Simmons. If you want to hear that entire interview, you can listen to it on our website, 97.5thefanatic.com. The Flyers return to action tonight. They will face the Penguins at home. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock. You can listen to that live right here on The Fanatic. But before that, make sure you listen to The Fanatic Flyers Weekly with our own Jason Mertitis. This update is also brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Liberty Mutual Insurance customizes your coverage, so you only pay for what you need. Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save. We know you're busy, so we made it easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com. Or download the Fanatic app for daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Andrew Salchunas on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for the final Twitter poll numbers of the day, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Final poll numbers from snowblowers and generators and small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter.
The question, after seeing the new Sixers roster for two games, how high are your expectations? 53% of the vote, NBA Finals. 26% say Conference Finals. 15% say win the title. 4% only thinking long term.
All righty. Everybody's optimistic. I like it. All right, so Tyrone, during the break, I showed you and Andrew before and after photos. The tree before it was trimmed and after. Your thoughts?
Now I have a lot of rage inside all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually take legal action. You are an attorney mm-hmm. against them and the company who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they killed that tree. That tree's mm-hmm. going to die. They cut away too much, and a real company would know you can only cut a certain percentage mm-hmm. of a tree without killing it.
Yes. I don't think trim is the right word.
Yeah, they butchered it like
that. That was not a trim.
Yes, they did. They took out every limb on the left side of the stump up to 50 feet and lopped off the top of it and left one limb that's growing towards my house. If you can imagine a tree that's bare except for one limb coming out the right side, that's what they did.
And the thing that bothers me is you said they were very nice.
They were nice on the phone.
Right. No, this is my issue. If you're going to get work done at your house, if you can't make it, you have to mm-hmm. send some able-bodied person mm-hmm. who can be there to inspect that kind of work.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't do that. They probably just had the company go there, low bid. Mm-hmm. They butchered a tree. No, there should be some payback for that. They butchered it, and it makes your property, your deck. I hadn't seen your shore house in a really mm-hmm. long time. The deck you have there, the tree was like part of the look.
The tree was on the left side of the deck.
Yeah.
50 feet high, which shielded the sun from the deck.
Without that tree, it's not as aesthetically pleasing at all, and you lose shade.
Correct.
So, somebody has to pay for that.
All right. Let's go to Glenn in West Plymouth. Well, West Philly. Sorry. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, guys. How's everybody?
What's going on, Glenn?
I'm with Tyrone on this one. I got a story for you. I used to cut down trees. I was part of a tree service for 2 years out mm-hmm. of Glen South.
Mm-hmm.
We pull up through this property, the first property of the day, a little before 7 a.m. We start. I'm on the base, which means I'm putting wood in the chipper.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy is on the ropes. The other guy is cutting up the tree.
Mm-hmm.
After about 15 minutes of cutting and trimming and chopping, this woman comes running out the front door in her nightgown, a robe and curls, screaming, "Where are you guys? Where are you guys? Where are you?" I said, "Man, what's going on?" Long story short, we were contracted by the woman's ex-husband in a divorce. The tree was planted by her father 100 years ago. This was his "take that, honey" to the wife.
Well, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how, like, somebody who's not... Was he living at the property?
Apparently he was when he called us take it down. She wanted to shoot us for cutting down that tree.
Yeah, well, I'm about ready to take out a shotgun myself.
Say it again?
I said I'm about ready to take out a shotgun myself.
Well, I can understand the trees have intrinsic value to a lot of people, man. And that was
If I tweet this thing out, people will think it's ridiculous. And I won't do that out of respect for the people who are trying to make good on it. But yeah, you can't make good on a 50-foot-high tree.
Well, what Tyrone just said makes sense. It sounds like the tree may have been a selling point for the property over your deck, providing shade.
No, you're right. You're right.
Listen, the Sixers. Mm-hmm. I have said this for the last couple of days. This is a bunch of guys that barely know each other and have practiced together, and they're doing things like scoring 143 points, like winning the first night out against the team with the second best record in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I expect this team to go to the finals. Will they win? No. And I'm just not so afraid of the big, bad Golden State like everybody else is. Any given seven-game series, a team this talented with this type of swag and fortitude can beat these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting a lot. I'm enjoying basketball. The process is finally over. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys play and play stay for a long time. And I'm really impressed with what Elton Brand has done.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like
the I think guy. They've got all the pieces now, Glenn.
He's like what he's doing, what Howie Roseman was doing a couple of years ago for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I mean, really impressive. And he's got a cool nickname now, E-Tree. I love it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool name, E-Tree. Mark in Schwenksville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Yeah, I'm Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I called because, as perceptive as you are, two callers ago, a woman called. I think her name is Pam, right?
Kim.
Kim, I'm sorry, Kim. I got bad hearing. Who does she sound like? What actress does she sound like?
Oh, I have no idea. Who does she sound like?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Wanda Sykes?
Wanda Sykes.
Yes?
I'm sorry, I just had a... I mean,
she doesn't sound like Wanda Sykes to me.
I would say no.
Yeah.
All right, my fault. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, on your tree, Mike, mm-hmm. I it sounds like vandalism. It really does, the way mm-hmm. they destroyed a tree. But it also sounds like what the guys that trim the trees on the side of the road do. They just destroy them. But, I would just, I feel kind of feel sorry for you, but I would find out why they did it and what was the purpose, But I think
the woman owner explained to me that she gave instructions to them to just trim one limb, and they trimmed all the limb. Now, I don't know how that's possible,
right?
But I'm going to find out.
Right, right. I mean, but it sounds like it's unsightly. I mean, I don't see a picture, but it sounds like it's unsightly. So basically, I think a lot of people feel for you because, I know what trees are, I like trees. So that's it.
Yeah, listen, if it was a small tree, this thing is a 50-year-old tree. It's got a thick stump to it. It grew 50 feet high. It's like, not your average pine here.
Right. My only Sixers point is I think they got the nucleus to make a run, next year at least, all the way.
Yeah, well, I think the next 3 years they have put themselves in a position to be probably the favorites to win the NBA title, because you have to allow for attrition with the Golden State Warriors. They're going to lose KD. They may lose Klay Thompson. People get bored. playing for that same team, and you know there's going to be a little breakdown. Jim in Kensington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, Mike, I promise a sure call, and I know I tend to meander all over the place. Here's what I want to say, Mike, and I'm not worried about 2020, which two teams are going to go. The expectation of the Flyers playing the Penguins, our main rival, and the Sixers playing the Celtics tomorrow, to me, that's just a great thing. We have two teams that we expect to challenge against a couple of teams who, they've dominated us, you know, most recently. So I'm just excited about tonight and tomorrow, Mike.
Oh, tonight, fly boys. Get some penguanos.
It's true, Mike.
I can see what the line on that game is.
Mike, you know more about hockey than people give you credit for, and I truly believe that.
No, I don't want people to know that. I want the Flyer fans not to know that, so they keep, you know. Pittsburgh minus 110 tonight. A Flyer line, if I ever saw it. Outright.
I said it was a sure call, Mike. I can't wait for tonight and tomorrow night.
All right, bro.
I love your show, Mike.
All right, thanks, bro. You got it. Spanky Cops Creek. What's up, Spank?
Wow, Kareem Hunt just signed with the Browns. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he signed earlier today. Yep.
Mike, I think I love this team, and you're right. It ain't nothing like when the Sixers is jumping, man. That down there, the atmosphere is just so sexy.
Pretty amazing. It really is.
My God.
Basketball,
man,
brings out that kind of crowd.
Yeah, because even the chicks love it. I love taking my chick down to the game. Like, it's a real nice night. It's like a party down there. The atmosphere is totally, totally different when they on like they are. And it's just exciting that it's going to be like this for many years to come. I'm feeling great. The only thing, Mike, I just wish we would have got another guard. I don't feel comfortable with our guards.
You wish they got Patrick Beverly. Somebody like that.
I even took Jeremy Lin. I would have took him too. I like TJ. I like his little spark that he gives us and his toughness and stuff. But I just think we need more when it comes to the playoffs, man. Somebody else got to come in and spell Ben. But if he's going to use Jimmy like that, okay. But one thing I don't like real fast, Mike, is Jimmy don't seem like he's deferring too much. Something don't seem right about
the last two games.
Like
last two games, I thought he played with spunk. I think he's looking at this team now as a team that can viably win this.
And one thing I like about the new cast, they brought in like Ennis and Mike Scott. That's his name, right? Mike Scott?
Yeah.
All right, and I didn't see this guy Simmons. I've been watching highlights on this guy Simmons. These dudes is athletic.
Well, here's the thing. I don't see much talent in any of them, to be honest with you. But I see role players that can do exactly what they're needed to do.
That's getting people.
Yeah, like they're not going to win games for you, but they're going to maintain.
Now, do you think we have enough to stop the penetration that the guards is going to give us once we get into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they have enough mobile defenders now to be able to do that.
All right, then I'm looking forward to that. I hope they smash Boston. I can't stand them. They bastards.
All right, Spank. You got it.
All right.
Boban, the reports were dying at Zahav after the game.
He's a fun guy.
My daughter was there and said, "Who is this 76er?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He was sitting down at the bar. I go, is he a giant? She goes, I can't tell. He's sitting at the bar. So she sent me a little video. That guy's Bobby.
Yeah, he gets the most out of his body, too, that guy. Mm-hmm. He's in really tremendous shape, as good a shape a guy that size can possibly be. He's kind of ripped at 380 pounds.
Is he 380?
No, it's not that much, but it's a lot. It's like over 300. But they list him, I think, at 285.
Was he a wrestler when he was younger?
He has some...
He's got that wrestler ear.
Like Andre the Giant. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The wrestler ear.
He does. Maybe he was.
All right, coming back, we got Sound Off right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sports betting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Beef. It's
time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. Is how you get in the Sound Off line. You got something to say, just hit us up on that line. All right, let's see what we got today.
Tobias Harris is a great fit for the Sixers to play alongside Embiid, stretch four position. I have no idea why he's been traded so much. He seems like a really good player, plays good defense. He reminds me of Charles Smith back in his day. Good move, Elton.
Charles Smith, he was lazy. Very lazy player.
Ewing and all them, Larry Johnson called him soft.
Yeah.
Doesn't Ben have to know better? Like, Ben knows that there's a protocol to talking to players, and with Magic being the GM and the Lakers, he knows he has to get permission. So why even put Magic on the list? I mean, I don't agree with people calling and saying, oh, Ben could have called Penny Hardaway. If I'm calling a guy, I'm calling him the best. But he's got to know that that's not going to fly.
Well, it's Magic Johnson is a 6'9 player. Ben Simmons came into the league. I said he's Magic Johnson all over again, right? So, like, they have parallels. I just don't. Magic Johnson has an ulterior motive here, and that is to kind of sweeten the L.A. scene so that Ben would want to play there. That's my biggest beef with it.
Yeah, real fast for the caller. He did follow protocol. The protocol is the Sixers must approve, the Lakers must approve, and the league must approve. It never got past the Sixers to the league in the first place, so he actually did follow what the rules are. Same thing for Jordan.
Yo, Mike, we beat the Nuggets on Friday night. Then we put the smack down on the Lakers by dropping 143 on that LeBron-led team. And this is all I got to say to Boston. We ready. We ready for y'all.
Well, they're going to, Kyrie, no play. Boston's struggling. They don't know what to do with their squad. I like the Sixers, too.
Ben Simmons doesn't stop turning the ball over them. I say you got to get rid of him. That's a liability when it comes to turnovers. I mean, I get it. He scores, and that's awesome. But you know what? Stop turning the ball over, dude.
You got to get rid of him? Yeah, okay. All right. Now, listen, I hear you on the turnovers, but do you think you take it a little too far? You got to get rid of him?
You think Bron is regretting not coming to the Sixers right now? Your Lakers suck, dude. Good night.
Yeah, he doesn't regret it at all because he knew this was a throwaway year. Now, if he comes to the Sixers, do you think that they're going to make all these moves to be a better team? Probably not, right? So he's in L.A. He says it's a throwaway year, but I'll throw it away in my own house. And then next year we'll see.
You know, the Sixers should let Ben Simmons train with Magic Johnson this all season. Ben's obviously going to get better with being trained by Magic Johnson. So let's just make sure there's no wink-wink here between the both of them. Have our representatives from the Sixers in between them at all times.
Yeah, you know, I'm okay with that. But you know, you got to trust the kid. And what you got to do, the only thing you can control is you give him the contract, you give him the years, you give him a team that can win.
Ben Simmons doesn't stop turning the ball over then. I say you got to get rid of him. That's a liability when it comes to turnover.
Well, that's the same guy. He said it twice. Did he call him twice?
No, it's just it got mislabeled.
Okay, all right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers, 10, 9, 8, 76ers.
Tobias Harris,
baby! Unbelievable, baby!
Those Sixers. Yeah, the thing I like about Tobias Harris, he's a selfless player. You know? You can tell he just blends in and does what he can do.
This is Inky. Yesterday's game was throughout. Out. Sixers don't even need Ben Simmons. What do you have, like 5 points still? There are like 2 minutes to go. Get rid of this guy. I would have kicked Simon over Simmons any day.
Did he call the morning show, Iggy?
I believe so.
Called the morning show.
And he was talking that mess.
Yeah, he's trying to find a new outlet for his nonsense.
I cannot believe James crying about fouls called on him the way he does. Well, it's the way he did it in this game against the Sixers.
Who was crying?
He said LeBron, but I think
I wasn't crying.
He had three fouls called. No, I don't know.
Well, he cried on one play. He fouled. He fouled
Ben Simmons on the drive.
He fouled Ben on the drive. He was complaining about that. That was stupid.
What's up with Patriot owner Bob Kraft hanging out with Magic Johnson? Whoa,
yeah. Oh, oh. No, he's not hanging out with Magic Johnson. He's hanging out with Michael Rubin, who is one of the owners of the Sixers and is Meek Mill's guy. And they're friends, and I get it, but it looks odd that he's there. And in answer to game, Joel Embiid was the player of the game, assigned the basketball, throw it into the stands. Kraft walks across the court and engages Embiid in nonsense. And I'm going, and somebody rightly said, "Get out of here, Bob."
Yo, when I saw Alicia Keys playing two pianos last night, I was befuddled. I dropped everything I was doing. I dropped my Applejack. I dropped my spoon. I dropped 2% milk. My girl covered Kingdom Leon, Lauryn Hill, Juice WRLD, Drake. That was the greatest Grammys performance ever. I don't care what anyone says.
Who was the greatest performance?
Alicia Keys playing in two pianos. She did a medley of a bunch of other people's songs while playing two pianos.
She's very talented.
It was insane.
Very talented. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are the
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
Good. See you later.
All right, that was sound off. 610-771-9705. I guess that's about it. Flyers Weekly Show is next, and that'll lead you right into Flyers Penguins hockey. Devon will follow the game. Keep it right here on 97.5.
Got some late breaking news.
Late breaking news.
Yeah,
we got Andrew.
Well, it's not. It's subtweeting news. Adam Schefter tweeted that Falcons signed former Cowboys linebacker Bruce Carter to a 1-year extension. Now Golden Tate commented saying, "Oh, so you don't have to wait until March to sign extensions? Interesting. Good to know." And then he put out the peace out symbol. Deuces.
Uh-oh.
So is that a subtweet?
Yeah.
Does that mean Golden Tate's out?
Yeah. But he and Goal is not being reasonable because they really have a cap situation. Mm-hmm. So the Foles thing is done. They really can't sign him, but he's not looking at it. He wants his money now.
He didn't play well enough to get all.
Yeah, he's not going to be back.
Carried away. All right. Flyers Weekly, Flyers Penguins, Devon, stay tuned. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.